and you are with Google, or what company are you with?
This company, again, is called Local Splash, like a splash of water. So we're one of Google's channel partners. And here's John to apply the rate.
So you're working with Google.
Thank you for holding. Is this Julian?
Yes.
Hey, Julian. Hi, Julian. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm blessed and dealing with a lot of work, but it's a good problem to have, you know?
That is true.
Yeah, I'm overwhelmed a little bit, but it sounded like you were asking my representative a question right as I hopped on the line with you there.
Yes, I was.
Oh, okay. What was that? I want to make sure we address it.
I was just trying to ask the question if that Local Splash company works directly with Google. That was my question.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So let me show you rather than just tell you. I'm going to send you a text here. And that's just a general Google search for, you know, is Local Splash a Google partner, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they'll tell you right there, Google, our Local Splash is a Google partner and we hold Google partner status.
Okay.
Yep. So they're recording our call.
Okay.
This conversation. Great question though. You should never work with somebody that isn't partnered with Google on your Google advertising if you want to get on the first page, right? And the first page is how you make money. If you're not on the first page, you're probably not going to get very many phone calls.
That is right.
Okay. So the reason we were reaching out to you today is because we have a listing available, and you made it onto the list of potential qualified candidates. And my representatives like Tara are helping me. We're just going down the list. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill the position. Once we fill the position, we're going to close out the entire category for home inspection.
Mm-hmm. So you won't be able to get on this list again.
Well, it's not that you won't be able to get on it again, but somebody that's there would have to discontinue their placement or relocate to another area before we'll be allowed to add another business.
Gotcha.
There's a certain capacity that we have to upkeep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the guys that are there now, it's like in-depth home inspection, greater purpose home inspections, and Perfection Inspections, Inc. I don't know if you heard of these guys.
I know the guys, yeah.
Okay. So that's where we're talking about listing you. You'll be right on the first page amongst them. So you'll be an option for the people searching in this area. The listings, they cover you for 15 different keywords or phrases within that home inspection category. So you're not just going to be listed for home inspection. You know, we could put you on there for radon testing, mold remediation, any of the services that you provide as long as they fall within that home inspection category. Does that make sense?
Right. Yep.
Okay. And then it covers you for up to 40 miles around Salem. Now, if there's areas that you don't want to go to, we could customize it and tailor it to your business. So that way we can exclude those areas. Or if there's areas that you want to put a point of emphasis on, like you're saying, hey, I want majority of my calls to come from here. I know there's a lot of new construction in this area. Then we could also do that as well.
Okay.
I know you have your own website already. Do you own the domain and everything?
Yep.
Okay. And then you're already doing local service ads, pay per lead? Okay. Do you like the local service ads?
Good question. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. It really depends. I mean, I haven't done it for too long. I would say it gives me pretty steady business.
Okay.
But the cost per lead, It's okay. I mean, it's around $19 per cost per lead. But
that's
you know,
not bad.
If you get one, yeah, it's not bad. But if you just get out of five, one, you got to cover that other cost, obviously. So, but yeah,
right.
it's okay. I mean, I just started it, so I'm refining it right now, and it's getting better and better.
Okay. Well, that's a good sign. The difference
yeah.
with these local listings is we don't charge per lead.
Right.
So you don't have those lead fees. You're just up there, and we keep you up there for your keywords. Very similar setup where you'd be listed for specific keywords for the area, but it's not getting charged on a per lead basis. So you have a tracking system
right.
that'll track it, and people can just call you directly off of it without the pre-screening or the lead fees.
Right.
They're already looking up home inspectors. So, I mean, at that point, they just need to talk to you. You don't really need the pre-screening, or at least that's what some of my customers have found from the local listing. But we do offer both. Like I said, we're a Google partner, so I don't want to bash local service ads, but I think if you have that and it's kind of hit or miss, or you feel like you might be spending money unnecessarily on those lead fees, I think this would be a good solution for you.
Right. Or you go just both ways and see what works best.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have clients, we do that. It's called an ideal package where we do the local for them and simultaneously start working on the background check, get them verified, and they do pay per lead as well. So some use both.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. With this listing, since you already have LSA and you already have your own website and everything, it'll be a lot more affordable. Usually we charge $499 or about $500 a month on a month-to-month basis. I'll actually be able to reduce the rate also with a Black Friday promotion, but drop it down to just $299. So it'll save you about $200 on what it normally costs. And then I'd be
okay.
able to lock you in at that rate. So you'll keep that deal as long as you're with us.
Okay, and then I can cancel anytime.
We usually request a 3-month verbal commitment, but you can
okay.
cancel at any time.
Okay. Okay. And then do you have any experience with, I mean, yeah, you must have, that
Absolutely.
Service itself? Is like does it increase? What is the average, like, you know, calls or, like, impressions? Is there any information that you have for me?
Yeah, so I mean, I can pull from Google Analytics, and we can look at guys like Perfection Inspection or Greater Purpose Home Inspection.
Right.
Yeah, and these guys, I mean, just in the last 30 days, the analytics is telling me that there's been 1,812 searches done for that home inspection keyword within that 40-mile radius around Salem. So I'm not saying we're going to get you 1,812 phone calls or clients,
right, right.
that you'd want that many phone calls, right? But
yeah.
90% of searches do start and stop on that first page. For me to guarantee
right.
you a certain amount of them, I can't do that. Google won't allow us to
right.
unless we're talking about Google's guarantee or like local service ads. But, you know, local service ads, Home Advisor, they all utilize the first page of Google in order to get the leads that they're providing to you now. So similar
right.
results, if not better, since you're local. It would be hard for me to guarantee you anything or say definitively. I don't want to lie to you just to get you to do it, right?
Oh, yeah. I hear. That's not what I asked. I was just like, if you have, like, statistics and or numbers that you can share with me.
Yeah,
on,
well,
like,
I mean.
Pressure and clicking and, like, what actually, I mean, you probably don't know that, but, like, what a company like me, like, what does Greater Purpose, like, how many, on average, phone calls they get? It's something probably that you don't know, but that would be, like, just interesting to know.
I can look it up, though. I can look it up. Here, give me 1 second. I have to run the analytics on their site, so it'll just take me a moment. gphomeinspections.com. Okay, so not pay-per-click traffic. They generated from their local SEO traffic 57 contacts in the last 30 days.
Okay. Wow.
So that's almost two calls a day.
That is not bad. That's not bad. Do you know the like a general conversion rate on these calls? Like just
no, conversion rate's going to differ for every person. It's really
right.
Based on the situation. So I wouldn't be able to say, hey, this is your conversion rate, because for some people it might be higher, some people it might be lower. It also depends on the unique
right.
situation. So Google, like I said, they oversee our operations, they record our calls. They usually tell us to kind of stray away from promising a certain conversion or success from a local listing like that. All
right.
we're supposed to do is
right.
ensure your placement and that you'll be listed for the keywords and in the service areas that you're requesting, but we can't promise you that you're going to get a certain amount of conversions. But if you took it into consideration, like you were saying, with your LSA, for example, and I think you set a number kind of like 1 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the number that you referenced.
Yep.
So, I mean,
yep.
if you're taking 60 divided by 5, I mean, just based on the clock, right, that's 12?
Right.
If that's your average conversion rate. But, again, I don't want to promise you that or guarantee you that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I hear your words. I understand what you're trying to say. I'm just asking, when I'm asking a question, it's not can you guarantee it, just the question if you have a reference.
Yeah, that would be my best guesstimate for you. You know, if I go pull GP Home Inspections, hit their site, see that they have those 57 contacts over the last 30 days, you're at a 1 out of 5. You know what I mean? With the kind of work that you do and what I've seen from your website, you know, and you're saying that the inspections start at about $399 on your site. Then it looks like even just one of those conversions, you'd be able to offset the cost and be profitable by $100. By two of those conversions, you know, you've almost tripled your money.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And then so that's $299, you said?
Yeah, it'd be $299 exactly on a month-to-month basis. We do recommend that you try it for at least 3 months. Like I said, we asked for that 3-month verbal commitment from you.
Yeah.
If you were to do like a 3-month prepay instead of pay it out 1 month at a time, it is cheaper. It would actually save you about $200. So if you do the full 3-month prepay, it's $700 flat, with all the discounts and promotions for Black Friday. And that'll save you, about $200 on the discounted pricing and, about $800 on the traditional pricing structures at $499 month to month.
Okay. And then if I would to proceed, would that work? Like you send me a contract or something like that?
Yeah. So I would create the account and we would secure the payment. When the payment processes, it sends you a full service agreement in writing that you have to consent to or acknowledge within 3 days. So it's not necessarily a contract unless you do the prepay. It's more so called a subscription terms or terms of experience.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, so you want to secure the payment first, and then I get like that description or agreement.
Yeah, we always send everything in writing, so that's automatically generated by our company and Google when anybody signs up with us. So it automatically comes through. They'll also automatically send you your own username and password, so that way you could download the local Splash app and oversee and track everything that's coming from us and our work.
Okay. And that price is fixed. There's no like negotiation, or is that's it?
$299. I just went straight to the bottom of the barrel with you. And just shot you straight at the best that I could do if you were to come on board with us today, month to month.
If I do three months, I'm driving. If
fine.
I just pay the 3 months at once, that is what in 3 months and one. What is the cost of 1 month?
The month to month is $299. With a 3-month verbal
right.
commitment.
If
you pay 3 months as a prepay or all at once, they would drop it down to $700 flat. So that'll save you about $200 over the next 3 months.
So that's like 1:30.
Inspection and a half. For 3 months.
I'm trying to calculate while I'm driving, like how much that would be saved per month.
Oh yeah, it's significant. So if you break down the 700 divided by 3, I believe it's going to come out to 233.
Yeah, that's the better number.
Right. But that's, you'd be paying the 700 all at once, and then it drops it down to 233.33. Whereas if you do it month to month, you're paying 299.
Right. And that's a significant drop, though, because I already give you a verbal agreement for 3 months anyways.
Right, which is almost about $900. So it saves you about $200 over the three-month period, or $66 a month.
Okay. How much time do I have? Can I go home and just get in front of the computer? Is that an option?
The hardest part about getting on the first page of Google, again, is not so much the cost. It's getting those positions. So we do have a spot available.
How many are there in total? How many are there?
Google actively displays 3 in the top recommended section, and then there's a drop-down for more businesses.
Okay, gotcha. And then I would be on top there.
Correct. You'd be a top recommended option on the first page.
Okay, let's try it out for 3 months.
Okay.
Let's try it.
So let me create your profile. I know you have a GBP, but I'm just looking for any changes here that we may need to update with the search engine. The first page of Google, you can only have one phone number. Is this 503-856-4065 still the best number for us and your clients?
Yes, that's the best number.
Okay. And then do you spell your first name J-U-L-I-A-N?
No, it's J-U-L-I-E-N.
Ian, okay. So that's how she had it spelt here. I just wanted to make sure that was accurate. And then what's your last name?
T-E-I-C-H-M-A-M-N.
T-E-I-C-H-M-A-M-N?
N-N, true N.
Oh. Is it Techman?
Teachman, yeah.
Teachman. Okay, got it. And then what is your business email address where I could send you a receipt and a full outline of the agreement in writing?
Hold on. I'm going to just park here for a second.
Okay. Take your time.
It's my first name.
Okay.
It's my
Julian.
First name at knockonwood.online.
At knockonwoodonline.com or is it dot online? Okay, dot online. Okay. And I noticed with your site, it had kind of a similar ending to it, that dot online. Do you own this domain name?
Yeah.
Okay. So you built that yourself? You purchased it? You have hosting for it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a third-party company helping with that, or is that all through you?
It's all through me.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then you don't have another company actively involved with your Google business profile, do you?
No.
Okay. That's good. And then I have a PO box here that comes up with your business name. And then there's also a street address. As you know, with Google, you can only verify a street address. So just to make sure this is accurate, 1990 Fairmount Avenue South. In Salem, Oregon, 97302?
Yep.
Okay, no changes there?
Nope.
Okay, and your hours of operation are going to remain the same, 7 to 7, Monday through Sunday?
Yep.
Okay. All right, I have the profile created for you. Before I get any kind of payment method from you, I do want to schedule a client interview. The client interview is going to be a little similar to the conversation we're having now, where they're going to basically dot the I's, cross the T's. They're going to want to know specific services that you want to be listed for your 15 keywords and the service area that you want to target. Usually these calls, they take about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour of your attention just in case the call goes over or you have any extra questions. What would be the best time?
Tomorrow, is that working?
tomorrow. Let me go ahead and pull up the calendar here, actually. Okay, so I do have multiple slots available for tomorrow, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 9:30, 10 a.m., 10:30, 11:30, 1, 1:30, 2, 2:30, and 3 is the last one. 9 a.m. Okay.
9 a.m.
I love it. Okay, so I am going to schedule a calendar invite, and then I will set up an automated text message reminder. The calendar invite will be sent to Julian at knockonwood.online. The text message reminder will come through 1 hour prior to your appointment, so about 8 a.m.
Okay.
Okay, if anything pops up or changes in your scheduling, my direct number is going to be attached to every text and email that you get from us. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you, so just let us know, and we could always reschedule if need be.
Sounds good.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of, well, your first 3 months' payment of the $700, how did you want to do that?
I have a card in my hand.
Okay. So is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay. All right. So Julian Teachman. It doesn't say Knock on Wood Inspections LLC on it?
Not on this card, no.
Okay. I'm going to make sure to add it because this is a business expense for you, so you'll be able to write it off.
Right. Right. Hold on. I use a different payment where actually my name, the company is on there. That's easier.
Yeah, it's easier to track and to get your write-offs without them having to jump through any loops.
Right.
Okay.
Okay,
let me know when you're ready.
LLC is on there. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
It's 5246.
5246.
3000.
3000.
5409.
5409.
1522.
1522. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
It's July 30.
July of 2030, and 3-digit code on the back.
708.
708. Okay. And then before I authorize the transaction, I am required to walk you through a voice verification recording. The voice verification recording is added protection for you. We're also going to send this to you in writing with your service agreement. Now, if I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with during this voice verification process, I would like you to stop me so that way I could rephrase or make sure that we're at a firm understanding before authorizing any kind of payment with your business today.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here, Julian. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our business and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Knock on Wood, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Julian Teachman, owner and operator.
Okay. And just to be clear, your business name is going to appear as Knock on Wood Inspections, LLC, correct?
Right.
Okay. Just wanted to be clear. You just said Knock on Wood, LLC. So, and then it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, and you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today.
That is correct.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Agreed.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So we know what you currently have as far as like the local service ads and Home Advisor by Angie's, anything as of now, it's totally fine. But after today, if you're going to add anything online, we do want a heads up from you, so that way we can make sure that we're not duplicating any of your online listings or you paying for anything more than necessary.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, you will find in your service agreement, I have you on a Platinum Package Bundle. The Platinum Package Bundle is going to include things like Facebook with Facebook advertising, directory submissions to things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We use these to complete your online profile and put your business in a position to where we're kind of like a one-stop shop for you and all your bases are covered. So keep that in mind moving forward. Those would be listings that we don't want you to pay extra for or duplicate because we will be providing those for you.
Okay.
Okay. It says, as a result of the increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to our company. We will provide you with a security question to verify the call is actually coming from Local Splash and not another company. So you have three options for your security question. You can do your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do my pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name?
Penny.
Penny. P-E-N-N-Y.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead and save. Okay. Security question has been saved and verified. So if you ever get a call and you're not sure that it's actually a representative of Local Splash, you can use that security question or vice versa. If we get a call from you, maybe you don't sound like yourself that day or it's somebody else, we will request the security question just to verify identity.
Gotcha.
Okay. As a part of your – oh, that's not going to apply to you. Okay. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 25th, 2025, in a three-month prepaid agreement of $700 for a Platinum Package Bundle. We have waived all additional setup fees. This is a non-refundable payment just because of the three-month prepay with the condensed pricing structure on that Platinum Package. When the initial term is completed, let me just say this verbatim, right? So it's set up to automatically renew each month on the 25th day normally. But because you're doing the three-month prepay, you have a whole 3 months you're not going to have a payment. When that first 3 months is over, it's going to automatically renew on the following 25th day, right? So you have November to December, 1 month, December to January, 2 months, January to February would be 3 months. Okay. On February 25th, it's going to go back to that $299 pricing structure unless you set up another prepaid agreement prior to that date.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So they're not just going to cancel the account and it disappear and the agreement's over. It'll go roll over to automatic billing at $299.
Right.
Okay. And then you're locked in at that pricing structure indefinitely. So you won't have to worry about that going back up to $499 ever.
Right.
Okay. So it's a three-month agreement. The payments will come out automatically. It says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Hold on. Give me a second. I have a phone call here. Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay.